A Venezuelan gang expands its reach into the United States. The rise of Tren de Aragua, as also reported by Sarah Clark, published September 2, 2024, on 98.7 The Bomb. Tren de Aragua, a name that was once foreign to most Americans, has now become synonymous with violence and fear nationwide. This notorious Venezuelan gang, known for its brutal tactics and diverse criminal activities, recently made headlines following a dramatic takeover of an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado. Even more concerning, officials have reported that large groups associated with Tren de Aragua have been making their way into Texas via the El Paso corridor. While the United States has long been focused on the threats posed by cartels and other international criminal organizations, Tren de Aragua has quietly been establishing a foothold. The gang's expansion into Texas, a state already familiar with gang violence, signifies a dangerous new chapter in the battle against organized crime in America. Who are the Tren de Aragua? According to Wikipedia, Tren de Aragua is the largest criminal organization in Venezuela, boasting over 5,000 members. The gang has a strong presence across several South American countries, including Colombia, Brazil, Peru, Ecuador, Bolivia, Panama, Costa Rica, and Chile. Their influence extends beyond geographical borders, and they control a significant portion of the human smuggling industry. Tren de Aragua is not limited to human trafficking. Its criminal portfolio includes arms trafficking, bribery, drug trafficking, illegal mining, kidnappings for ransom, and money laundering. Particularly alarming is their targeting of vulnerable populations, such as women and children, for sex trafficking. Victims who attempt to escape often face lethal consequences, with their deaths serving as stark warnings to others. Tren de Aragua's operations in the United States have been characterized by stealth and violence. A recent article in the Latin Times reported that the gang's infiltration tactics in neighboring South American countries involved keeping a low profile and collaborating with smaller local groups, making their presence undetectable until they were firmly established. In the United States, the gang has been linked to a series of violent crimes, including the murder of a nursing student in Georgia and the shooting of two police officers in New York City. The most recent incident, a violent takeover of an apartment complex in Colorado, has further cemented their reputation as a formidable threat. State politicians and law enforcement officials in Texas are acutely aware of the growing threat posed by Tren de Aragua. U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas has been vocal about the dangers the gang presents, stating, "For months, I have sounded the alarm about Tren de Aragua and the threat this gang poses. The consensus is that the gang has taken advantage of the chaos at the U.S.-Mexico border to infiltrate Texas undetected." U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens has also warned Texans to be vigilant, saying, "Watch out for this gang." On July 11, 2024, the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, took decisive action by sanctioning Tren de Aragua. This designation as a significant transnational criminal organization stresses the escalating threat the gang poses to American communities. Brian Nelson, Under Secretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, emphasized the severity of the situation. "Today's designation of Tren de Aragua as a significant transnational criminal organization underscores the escalating threat it poses to American communities. To combat this growing threat, the U.S. government has offered rewards totaling up to $12 million for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the gang's leaders. These sanctions are part of a broader strategy to disrupt the gang's operations and limit their ability to exploit vulnerable populations and engage in criminal activities across borders." The rise of Tren de Aragua highlights the increasing complexity of gang culture in Texas and the broader United States. As the state's population continues to grow in size and diversity, so too does the presence of gangs. While most citizens remain unaffected by these criminal activities, the potential for encountering gang-related violence remains a concern. As the saying goes, the more you know, the better prepared you are. The emergence of Tren de Aragua as a significant criminal force within the United States marks a new challenge for law enforcement and policymakers. With their violent tactics and transnational reach, this gang represents a clear and present danger. The U.S. government's recent sanctions and the substantial rewards offered for information leading to the gang's leaders are steps in the right direction. However, the situation demands continued vigilance and a comprehensive approach to prevent further infiltration and violence by this formidable criminal organization.